Hello, this is Tom Williams, and you are listening to Talk Theater in Chicago's Review Podcast. Here is my review of Autobahn, directed by Daryl W. Cox at Profiles Theater in Chicago. Profiles Theater, known for edgy, raw theatrical work, has mounted an intelligent, comical show set in the confines of an automobile. Autobahn contains wittiest writing to date as he cleverly uses the front seat of a car as a platform for personal confessions. This is a collection of six short plays filled with tense humor, shocking revelation, told with biting honesty. The voyeuristic peek into each couple's lives starts and ends as they travel in their cars. The first one is called Bench Seat. We meet Guy, played by Eric Berger, who takes his vintage Buick up to Lover's Lane with Girl, played by Julie Zarlenga. Julie thinks he's going to dump her, like he did the last grad student he went out with. This marvelously performed scene by Zarlenga puts a new spin on crazy girlfriends. Berger's facial expression tells of his bewilderment. That was a terrific scene. The next little mini play is titled All Apologies. Finds Man, played by David Earl White, cleverly fixating on words and the meaning of words and the connotations of words as he desperately tries to apologize to his silent wife, who is played by Annette Oslowski. This is one where the man gets hung up on words as he's trying to apologize for a major indiscretion. And Annette was terrific without uttering a word. In the third little mini play is called Merge. Man, played by Joe Yaharis, questions his wife about her business trip, as Woman, played by Katie Crawford, deliciously and bluntly recalls waking up nude in her hotel room after letting two men into the room. She remembers letting them into the room, and then she had had a couple of drinks. She wakes up nude in her room, and this was all at the convention or the business meeting that she just got off the plane with. In the meantime, her husband, Yaharis' mixture of rage and curiosity works well. I mean, this is a funny scene. Now, the question with this scene is she making it up just to wind up her husband, or is she just being bluntly honest about what happened? You be the judge. In the next little mini scene, remember, all these take place in the car. These confessionals happen as two people are sitting in the front seat of their car, driving somewhere. In the one called Long Division, finds one, say, early 20-something fellow. They never have names, so he's called Man, and it's played by Tyler Gray. He's delivering a very, very funny monologue about how the other man, played deliciously without any dialogue by Brian Kavanaugh. What happened is the man who doesn't speak broke up with his girlfriend, as we find out from the marvelous monologue that Tyler Gray puts on. And he keeps telling them about, well, we understand that you broke up and you got to show her who's boss and so forth. And it really comes down to where he wants to get the Nintendo game back or have his friend get it back so that he can play it. I mean, this is a really cute bit. In the next little incident is called Road Trip. And here we find Man, who's an older guy, played by Jack McCabe, as the friendly older coach / driver's ed instructor, taking a two-day ride with a cute, naive student, played by Amy Speckian. Are they relatives, or is there a sinister motive at play here? The last few seconds reveals all. This was the most dramatically tense scene of the night. I think this scene is worth the whole play. In the last of the six mini-plays, we find Veronica Schaefer playing Woman. She delivers a compelling monologue about returning their foster child, who turns into a criminal, to the orphanage after several harrowing episodes. This is the one about guilt and whether or not they did the right thing. And Bill Hyland, who plays Man, who's driving the car, speaks volumes without uttering a word. I enjoyed this well-acted series of mini-plays. Smart dialogue, rich characterizations, and wit comes alive in this confessional piece set in the safety of an automobile. Daryl W. Cox has his young cast totally immersed in each mini play. I especially like Tyler Gray's work, David Earl White, and Amy Speckian. I think they did terrific work. Autobahn is a funny show with elements of mystery and intrigue that will keep you engaged throughout. This is one of those little provocative shows that is a real treat. My rating for this show, recommended. It is at Profiles Theater, which is located 4147 North Broadway in Chicago. The show runs Fridays and Saturdays at 8 p.m., Sundays at 7 p.m. Tickets are from $18 to $22, depending on which night you go. The running time is 1 hour and 50 minutes with one intermission. It runs through April 23rd. For more information and to get reservations, call 773-549-1815. That's 773-549-1885. This is Tom Williams. Talk to you again.